Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
But in the meantime, it was an interesting story I was hearing on the radio today about somebody talking about heaven and hell and all that kind of thing. Now, as far as I know, by the way, the Vatican have abandoned the idea of hell. They say there isn't one anymore. Or they abandoned purgatory, I know that. Do you remember that? Or limbo. Limbo was another. Do you remember limbo? Limbo was for those children who, I believe, weren't baptised yet. And for a lot of people, heaven and hell is the answer to what happens when you die. For a lot of other people, by the way, who don't believe in God, who don't believe in religion, which is probably about half the people listening tonight, maybe, they believe that something different happens. You know, some people believe nothing happens. It's kind of hard to imagine, isn't it? Nothing happening. And others believe that maybe they're spiritual, although I don't buy the spiritual argument. If you're spiritual, well, then you're religious. Because if you believe something happens and there's a higher power of some description, well, that is a religion by definition. So don't tell me that I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. Because spiritual is religious. It's the same thing. You believe in a higher power. You believe in a god or some sort of icon of some description and some sort of ideology. So that's spiritualism. So I want to know what happens. Just very briefly, I've only got about 15, 20 minutes. I want to know if you want to text 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. What do you believe is going to happen to you when you die? Maybe you believe just you get thrown into the ground and they throw a load of muck over you. And that's the end of it. Nothing happens to you. Or you get fried and then, you know, incinerated, whatever it is. Let me go to Martin. Martin, hi, how are you?
I'm well, Niall. Good evening, thank you.
Sorry, I've moved on quickly with the topic there, but needs must.
C'est la vie.
Martin, obviously you're a heaven and hell believer.
No.
Oh, okay. What do you believe happens?
Well, I think we've had this conversation before. When you die, you die. For want of a better word, if you want to call it, you go into a sleep. And I believe in a resurrection. Mm. I look at what I see around me, what makes sense, and I take my point of view from the scriptures, from the Bible. Human beings, when God went out on the task of creation, okay, and I know, you know, this is only my opinion.
Of
this
course,
is my
yeah.
point of
oh,
view.
That's fine, yeah.
When God went out on his task of creation, and it was an act of love, He created heavenly creatures. He created corporeal creatures. In other words, you know, creatures here on the earth. And at the very top of that was mankind. You know, Adam, Eve, their offspring. They were all given domain over the animals and over the earth. And that became corrupted. Now, he didn't intend at any stage that, and there's nowhere in the scriptures does it say that men or women were intended to die. Basically what happened, because that plan was corrupted by Satan, Eve gave way to Satan's lie, and you don't need God. And Adam was drawn out by his desire for his wife, so they both, and it wasn't necessarily an apple. It was, when it's described as the fruit of a tree, it's basically, if you can imagine, you are bringing your children up and you tell your children, look, and I think I've said this to you before, there's a box of sweets. There's no end of sweets in it. And when that box is finished, I'll get you another box. And when that box is finished, I'll get you another box into infinity. But you take one sweet out and you say, now listen, do you see this one? This is mine. And I'm going to leave it aside. And if I never touch it, if I never eat it, if I never come looking for it, it's mine. If you respect me and you respect my authority, you won't interfere with it, you won't touch it, you won't eat it. So by doing what they did, they literally became separated from their creator to a high degree, which he predicted that what would happen is now that Adam would go into the ground, so would his wife, and so would all of his offspring, until the lie was answered. Satan said, we don't need God. That lie, that question was posed, and it has to be answered. We've gone through every kind of political format, we've had every kind of religion, we've had every kind, you name it, we've tried just about everything as a social structure to try and run our lives, our planet, society.
It's like the, well, it's like the famous question, the meaning of life, isn't it? It's a kind of question that's it's an unanswerable question to some degree.
Well, it's not unanswerable to me because I just
look to you, it's not. So yeah.
But exactly, and I'm only speaking for me.
I mean, the same way as your scriptures tell you the meaning of life, right? Well, your meaming of life.
Trying to force this on anyone.
No, I'm just saying your scriptures will tell you the meaning of life. So for you, that's okay.
Yeah.
But for those who believe in something different, life has very little meaning sometimes. Well, to me, the meaning of life is just to enjoy it while you're here. Do I believe there has to be more to it than this, the 82 years that you get on the planet? Maybe not. Maybe life owes us nothing. You know what I mean? And when I think back to where I remember before I was born, no. So why would I remember after I'm dead? I don't know.
Exactly. Well, you didn't exist before you were born.
Exactly.
So how could you possibly remember anything before you were born when you didn't exist?
See, people say to me, well, if you die and nothing happens, how can nothing happen? And I go, well, nothing happened before you were born, and you're not questioning that. You know what I mean? So
exactly. But this comes right back to my point. My point is that we've lived through just about every type of social experiment, and it still always goes wrong. You know, you have children. I hear people say, why does God allow children to die of starvation and disease all over? It's not that he's allowing it. It's that what he has to do is show that, look, every system you're using doesn't work. Now, as I said...
If you believe in God, you believe God has given us the free will to set up those systems.
Exactly. I believe in a resurrection, and I believe that the lie was answered by Jesus Christ when he lived a perfect life. Lived all through that life, never did anything wrong until death.
Okay, and do you believe in a second coming of Christ?
Yes, I do, of course. Yeah.
And when are they?
Well, I don't know.
It's like when you win the lottery.
I don't know when. I'm not going to.
But is there any clues in the book? Is there any clues?
Well, people can pick clues if they want to. For me, it's not important to look for clues. It's to understand the whole reason and purpose behind what's happening. And for me, it's just a case of I've looked at that and I've rationalized it. And in my opinion, it all makes sense. I know that Jesus Christ will return. Satan, his whole and all his, you know, all his cohort, they will all be.
There's a few of them in the doll here.
He'd be destroyed. Okay, we have a 1,000-year reign that's described, whole lot. But everything will be put right, and people will be brought back to life. I know people say, how could people be brought back to life? Jesus resurrected Lazarus. He brought him back to life. And people then say, oh, well, yeah, but your body's gone. It doesn't matter. If you have I start with the starting point that God created everything. So he knows everything about everything. There's nothing he doesn't know. And nothing he can't do. So to recreate a person, it's
160 billion people, I believe, since time began.
It doesn't matter how many billion. It's nothing. He's in control of everything.
Where are they all going to go? There could be a lot of people hanging around, wouldn't there?
Well, you see, what you're doing is you're saying, where would you put all these people on an imperfect planet and an imperfect world? Now, I don't know when all those people would be resurrected. Are they all meant to live here on the earth? I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe there are planets out there that he wants us to actually go. It's a huge universe.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Because I want to go to Zara, but I want to go to Eddie first. Eddie, what happens after you die? Nothing.
What happens after I die? I get thrown in the grave of my choosing, or I get fried, and that's it. End. Game over.
Game over. Muck
on top. It's all religion bollocks. It's all science fiction.
Right, okay.
Seeing is believing. See all this, God created everything. Well, who created God? You know what I mean?
Well, you can keep going back answering that question.
Back,
but here,
come back at 7:30 tomorrow night just before curry. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing. But I'm an atheist, Eddie, but I would never rule out the existence of a God.
Niall, there's about 6,000 different deities in the world. They can't all be right.
No, absolutely. You know what I mean? Maybe they all exist.
Martin's entitled to his beliefs, and I respect him. He's a very intelligent man.
Are you, Eddie?
He's only Catholic from where he's born. If he's born in
I'm
the Middle
Catholic.
East, he's probably
Eddie,
he's
Eddie,
Islamic.
Eddie, I'm sorry,
you're
not Catholic.
Christian. You're Christian.
Christian.
You're Christian, yeah? You're only Christian because of where you're born. If you're born in a different country, you're growing up with a different set of beliefs.
No, Eddie, you're making a very broad presumption there that I haven't looked into other faiths. Which I have. I've read the Quran, I've read the Hindu Vedas, I've read the scriptures, I've looked into a lot of different things, and I don't mean just a perfunctory look. I've looked deeply into them. I look at the science. I'm well familiar with Darwin and all the theories. I'm quite familiar with the Big Bang Theory, which, you know, is falling out of favor at the moment with with science and astrophysics. I've looked into all of those things. I justify how I believe, how I see things, just on the basis that I haven't, it's not because I was born into a particular faith or in a particular area. I was brought up a Catholic, but I resigned from the Catholic Church. You know, I have a mind of my own.
I don't believe in, do you know why I don't believe in any of it? Because I'm educated. I don't believe in the Immaculate Conception. I don't believe in miracles. I believe there's a reasoning for everything. There's an explanation for everything. And I just find it all bizarre. And like you're saying there about the church, Noel, did you say they changed their mind on hell or purgatory? Just like that.
Yeah, limbo, wasn't it?
Sorry, Niall, yeah. Can I ask, Eddie said he believes there's a reason for everything. So what's the reason for existence? How did the universe come into existence? Give me the reason for
that. I've no idea how the universe came into existence. So are the greatest minds in this world, Martin.
Okay, Eddie, so what you're saying,
science fiction minds in this world, you don't say God.
Eddie, what you're saying is you've no idea, yet for a person who stipulates that they have no idea, you're entirely ruling out the possibility of a creator. That's not a sustainable argument, because you're saying you've no idea.
I believe in what I see. I believe in what I see. I won't believe in aliens until I actually see one.
And that's a very, very... That's a logical point of view. But if you didn't see an alien, yet you had the evidence of an alien, the actual evidence...
But you don't have the evidence of a God, Martin.
You don't have the evidence of a God.
You have a Bible.
Have the evidence. It could be written by some bloke on LSD 1,000 years ago.
Eddie, I have the evidence I require for God, just like you have
No, that's not an answer, Martin. Now, come on, Martin, be fair. Eddie makes a point. He'll believe in UFOs if somebody actually shows him a UFO. He's standing there and he can feel it, touch it, look at it. Right, okay. You're saying you believe in God and you have the evidence you require. That's not an answer.
What's your requirement?
Hang on. One at a time. There is no, Martin, to be fair, there is no evidence that God exists. By the way, there's also equally no real evidence for evolution. Right? It's a theory.
Exactly.
Okay, I get that. There's no real tangible evidence for the Big Bang. Again, it's a theory, right? Yeah, but they are more credible theories according to scientists, right? Now, again, I said to you, I'm an atheist, but I don't rule out the existence of some sort of superior being or a god, right? But what I'm saying is, because I never rule it out, I wouldn't even rule out what Steve said 3 weeks ago, that we're all living in a simulation. I'm not going to rule that out either. Okay, because according to some mathematicians and astrophysicists, we could be living in a simulation. Right, so the point...
And as I said at the time when we discussed it, Niall, if we're living in a simulation, that's a simulation created by another simulation, and so on and so on and so on and so on. It totals all the way down as the expression goes.
If this God is all high and mighty...
Point of the beginning.
Yeah, sorry, Eddie, if the God is all high and mighty, what?
Why would he let kids be born with spinal bifida and multiple sclerosis? God would do that?
Martin just answered that question. He answered that question before you came on.
Well, I didn't hear it. What was the answer?
The answer is that if there's a God, he gives us free will to set up society whatever way we want to set it up. And we set it up with a lot of mistakes where there's problems.
That's bollocks. I
couldn't agree with you more, but that's what people who are religious and believe in God believe, that there's free will.
So
why are there paedophiles out there if there's a God?
A horrible disease because of what he's testing us.
Yeah, well.
No, it's not that he's testing us. He's not testing us. He set up a situation and an existence. He had a creation that has been corrupted, and the question, it all comes down to the question: do we need God? That was the question posed to Eve.
You don't need God.
Okay, you don't, Eddie. That's fair enough. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm not putting it down for your opinion, but you're making out. You said you believe in science. I absolutely love science. I believe in science. But just because you say you believe in science, I can tell you there are numerous very credible scientists around the world, both in astrophysics, in chemistry, biology, hydrology, you name it, all the ologies. There are numerous scientists who believe in God.
But now, to be fair, the majority of scientists don't believe in God, Martin.
Do I believe in the Immaculate Conception? Yes, I do. Why wouldn't I? If I can believe that a creator can create an entire universe with all the incredible, mysterious, wonderful things around us, why wouldn't I believe that that creator could simply implant a fertilized egg which doesn't contain any of Mary's DNA into her.
So who created the creator? Where does he come from?
Nobody created the creator. That's the whole point. You're thinking in a purely materialistic way. I'm thinking outside of the materialistic. You know, astrophysics, it's well known that before the existence of the universe, or the Big Bang, which, as I said, is going out of favor at the moment. But before that, they say there was nothing. Now, there was nothing from a materialistic point of view. That doesn't mean that there was nothing. If you're limited to thinking of things in terms of materialism, then yes, I'd agree with you. If there was nothing before the universe in a material terms, I agree with you. That doesn't mean...
If there's a God, Martin, does it mean God is still working, creating stuff? Because they say there's an ever-expanding universe, and the universe expands quicker than we could ever travel to it, so to the edge of it. So does that mean that if the universe is expanding at such a rapid rate with new planets and new moons and all that kind of stuff, is God still sitting there at work, making more of them?
Well, I'm not going to speak for God. I'm going to say how I understand it. No, he went into rest from creation. But when you talk about the expansion of the universe, what you're talking about is there's still the same amount of material in the universe. It's just expanding.
Hang on. Let me go to Zara. Zara, hi.
Hi, how are you now?
What do you believe happens after you drop dead?
I think there is an afterlife, and if there's not an afterlife, I definitely think you're reborn or some. I just feel like more things happen. I just don't think that's it.
Okay, so what? You think you reincarnation?
Yeah, I definitely believe in like past lives and stuff like that.
Okay,
what do you come back as?
I don't know. I feel like you could come back as like even an animal or something. I don't know. I just feel like everything does have a life.
Is there any other?
Everything has an end of life.
I always wonder when I look at animals, like I wonder, like what are they thinking, like?
Mm. Yeah, what?
I'll tell you what. I've probably had about seven dogs in my life, and they're all dead now, and they haven't come back as anything. In fact, if I dig them up, they're probably out the back garden still now.
No, but I mean, like you could come back in any different part of the world. I feel like I don't know. We just jump through things. So I just feel like there's so much.
And why
I just can't imagine you're just in the ground. I just don't think that's actually like.
But you wouldn't know. You're in the ground. But you're dead. Yeah. You wouldn't know.
How can you just go from everything to nothing?
When you go to bed at night, when you go to bed at night, you close your eyes and go to sleep.
Yeah, but you dream.
Well, maybe your consciousness survives, and maybe you continue dreaming. Maybe this is a dream now, Zara. Maybe you're already dead.
Oh, don't start that. No,
I'm just saying.
Maybe you're already come back as a dog.
Maybe this is a dream right now. And you actually
don't
died. And you
I
died
dream.
Years ago. You're just dreaming right now.
Dream you.
No.
Yeah, sorry, Martin.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've heard this theory of reincarnation. I've looked into it. I've read many books on it. I've heard many accounts that sound very credible. Mm. But at the end of it, I would ask, to what end? What is the purpose?
I often wonder that myself. What's the purpose of reincarnation? Yeah, when you hear about people who say, you know, they walked into an old house and said, yes, I lived here 70 years ago or 100 years ago, whatever. And they can literally name things and point to things and everything. I don't know if I believe it.
It's extraordinary that when you take historical characters, I mean, you know, I don't know how many, but I warrant you and I guarantee it, there are hundreds of people around the world who firmly and honestly believe they are the reincarnation of Napoleon Bonaparte or, you know, some historical figure. Mm. They actually believe that they are that reincarnation.
Right.
That's fair enough. But I still ask, to what end? What is the purpose of reincarnation? You know, what does
like
it teach you? Where does it get you?
Sorry, Zara.
Gets you a lottery number.
Like, with reincarnation, I feel like the whole thing is you go through life and as you live life, you live through experiences and stuff. And I feel like you go and you experience everything and then you die. And then I feel like you're either reborn into a person, reborn into an animal, but you're also with these past experiences and then you're kind of redoing it, but you forget it as you go along. Like, do you not ever think, like, when you're first born as a baby, like, do you think you can, like, was that ever a memory or, like, stuff like that? Like, are just
No, because you've no cognitive abilities as a baby. Like, here's a mind-blowing question, right? So you're a baby, right? And you're 3 months old. And your mom puts you on your belly on a little blanket on the floor. And you see a ball about 3 foot in front of you. And you think to yourself, I need to get that ball. It looks really colourful and lovely. But how do you think that to yourself? Because you can't speak English. So what are you thinking when you see the ball? You can't think anything because you don't speak English. You haven't learned
anything.
Thinking
English I must yet. Have been a dog because I'm dying to get that bloody thing.
So you don't even understand what you want. So how could you have any memory? So people who claim they remember when they were babies, they're lying, most likely. Nobody remembers when they're a baby. Now, don't get me wrong, things that can happen to you when you're a baby can have a profound effect on your life. But it doesn't necessarily mean you remember when you were a baby.
And this is a kicker.
Yeah.
I can't prove Martin wrong, but at the same time, he can't prove me wrong.
No, this is true.
With
respect, I never claimed I could prove you wrong.
But here's the thing.
I'm just saying, because we all have our own beliefs, we can't prove either right or wrong. It's either what you believe or what you don't.
Let's blow
Zara. That was the topic. What do you believe happens when you die?
Let's blow Zara's mind just before she goes, right? Zara, we might not be part of your dream. You could actually be part of ours.
Lolly, literally, I'm going to go home and I'm going to be like, what the hell? Literally.
You might not even exist. You're just part of our dream.
When I go to bed, I'm just going to be like freaking out.
But you might not.
She'll be going home munching on the dog food.
But Martin, it's surprising, by the way, how the world has changed. You know, if we went back 500 years, the majority of people would agree with you. The vast majority of people would agree with you, I would imagine. Or even go back 50 years, the vast majority of people would agree with you. But now, you know, it's the kind of split down the middle, isn't it? You know, I mean, I only see the poll, an Ipsos poll there today in relation to religion. 57% of people in rural Ireland, I think it was 57%, claim to be religious. So that's not a lot. You know,
I doubt that if we go back 50 or even 500 years, that the vast majority of people would believe would agree with my beliefs.
In a God.
Oh, they would agree in my belief in God, but I doubt that they'd agree with my belief that when I die, I simply die, and that I will be resurrected into a world that was supposed to be from its origin. But, you know, that's their
version of heaven, you know.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Noel.
Yeah,
when I was growing up 40 years ago, Ireland was a very Catholic country.
Yeah.
I mean, we were all, like yourself, we were all sent to Mass, and we'd all act a maggot and play around the corner, but we'd have a quick look in to see what priest was doing it, and you'd come home and your mad grill you. Now, no kids go to Mass anymore.
Nope.
Now nobody is actually joining the order to be a priest. I think it was something like, was it seven priests went in last year? They're now bringing them in from Brazil, Argentina.
Oh, I have a story about a priest.
And I can actually see the Catholic religion in the next 100 years in this country probably becoming a minority with the amount of other people we're bringing in, because there's nobody going into the priesthood anymore.
No, I wouldn't disagree with you. I would say it will become a minority religion probably in the next 50 years. Sorry, Zara, you want to say something about a priest, you know?
So, in my local area, the priest at the moment, now God bless him, honestly, God bless this man, but he's definitely done his years, he's true and true, he's just an old, old man, definitely in his 80s or 90s, you can't even understand him when he's saying Mass, you don't even know what this poor man is saying, but I honestly do think that nobody is going into the priesthood, because, like, they need to change this priest, because I remember years ago when I was, like, really, really little, my ma used to bring me on Saturday Mass with my nanny, and we'd go to Mass, and the church would be hopping because there was this younger priest who was from, I don't know, the north or I don't know, some county. He was a young enough priest, and then he basically got moved, and now we've got this really old man, and I just feel terrible because nobody goes to the Mass anymore.
The church would be hopping.
and like, say if you ever at... like if you're ever at any funerals or anything, like you just like you'd be sitting there, you'd be like, oh, it almost feels disrespectful, like
I understand. The man should be retired. He should be relaxing and enjoying his life, not saying Mass on a Sunday.
I think you're probably talking about a priest I know. Does his initial first name begin with D?
No.
No, okay, because we have one in our parish.
Yeah, well, most of them are the same, Eddie. Most priests nowadays in this country are in their 70s or 80s.
The only reason they're hanging on is because there's no one to take over. They're actually training lay people now to do funerals.
It's a horrible thing to say, but this man is quite literally, like, this is now horrible, but he's quite literally standing there, he's literally a coffin dodger, like, this man is ready to tip, he's ready to tip the can, he really is, like...
He can just come back as a younger priest, for sure.
Well, they're only, I mean, as far as I know, they're kind of only ordaining one or two a year now at this stage, if it's even, there was 1 year there was none. Yeah.
They're training lay people now to do funerals, because there's not enough people to go around.
There'll be no one left to bury us or marry us or whatever it is. So, anyway. But look, thank you. Listen, lads, Martin, it's been entertaining. Martin, Eddie and Zara, I appreciate you all coming on. Thank you very much indeed. Remember, Zara, it's all a dream.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. It could be, by the way. Even at home, the people at home who are listening right now. How do you know this is all real? I might not even exist. Niall Boylan, talk show host. You might have made that up in your head or saw it somewhere. You might be actually dreaming. I had a very interesting dream. I had a nap for about a half an hour earlier on, which sometimes I'll do during the day because obviously I do the podcast during the day. I'm doing this at night, so I want to kind of rest your brain after you have some tea. And I had about a nap for a half an hour. And I dreamt about a guy that I haven't seen in years. It was quite bizarre. Somebody I worked with many years ago. And for some reason, he was a complete asshole in the dream, by the way, can I just point out. In real life, he's a bit of an asshole as well. But he was a complete asshole in the dream. Have you ever had that?
Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.